Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Yesterday, the Board of Supervisors discussed the possibility of renewing nonstop flights to Los Angeles through the carrier American Eagle. The issue was the focus of a special meeting of the Headwaters Board on Monday, and the outline of a proposal would have the Headwaters Fund providing $1 million in revenue guarantees to the airline over 2 years. Supervisor Virginia Bass commented on the desire of many locals who not only use the direct flight, but want it reinstated.
Well, one of the things that we've noticed is people have really missed the Horizon flights to LAX. And I think we were surprised at the number of people who actually used it as frequently as they did. You know, we used the service a lot to LAX because it was just simpler than going through San Francisco.
Supervisor Bass also pointed out that San Francisco International will be shutting down one of its runways this June, a move that will further impact local air travel for those connecting through SFO. The supervisors will make the final decision on any revenue guarantees, but the first step taken by the Headwaters Fund Board gives the County Aviation Division something to take to the negotiating table. When there is a fire emergency in the city of Eureka or its surrounding areas, the units that respond are now from a department called Humboldt Fire. But there is more to the consolidation between the Eureka Fire Department and the Humboldt Fire District. The consolidation has been approved, and as Eureka City Manager David Tyson points out, what's left is creating a contract and dealing with the economic and administrative details.
We are looking at consolidation through contract, and however that takes, what form that takes, we haven't really decided. It could be a joint powers authority where we have an entity that's created that we both contribute to. We could do that for the whole departments, or we could do that just for our management team. The operations side of it, they're already doing it. It's a matter now of the dollars and cents and in moving, you know, the political boundaries and creating an entity that we can move forward with.
The city of Eureka spends around $6.5 million per year on fire services, and the consolidation is expected to save both the city and the district money. All that's left now is hammering out the details of how that department will be formed. The Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District has received a grant from the State Department of Fish and Game to study whether or not increased in-stream flow from Ruth Lake to the Mad River will benefit the recovery of coho salmon in the river. Enhancing river flow is one of three options the Water Board has targeted to put local water to good use, in the face of the fact that the state water regulations operate under a use-it-or-lose-it policy. With Central Valley farmers clamoring for more water, using local resources for local projects has been the number one priority for the Water District. Two other options under consideration are selling more water to local interests, including businesses and municipalities, and transferring water to agencies outside of the district. The grant money for the coho study will determine whether or not increased flows from Ruth Lake will have a beneficial impact on water and the species quality.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. The County Administration Office will hold a series of public meetings beginning tonight in Willow Creek. The CAO's office will focus on revenues and expenses of the county budget as it prepares for the upcoming fiscal year budget. County staff will give presentations which outline the Board of Supervisors' priorities and the budget outlook for the coming year. Public input at these forums is encouraged and desired, and staff will use public feedback as the budget work continues. After tonight's meeting in Willow Creek at 6 o'clock at the Community Services District building, the forums are scheduled for each following Wednesday, with next week's forum to take place at the Redway School in Eureka on the 21st, at the Ag Center Auditorium, and at McKinleyville Middle School on the 28th. For more information about the meetings, contact the County Administrative Office. Crescent City will hold a public workshop this evening from 4 until 6 o'clock to discuss plans in increasing traffic and pedestrian safety at the north and south ends of the city. Traffic calming has been on the Crescent City radar for a few years, but so far has been unfunded, and some of the ideas under consideration are more crosswalks to slow traffic islands, and other strategies to get drivers to slow down. From 1998 through 2008, there were almost 200 traffic collisions at the north and south entrances to Crescent City, resulting in 4 fatalities and more than 100 injuries. And the Superior Court of Humboldt County is seeking applicants for the civil grand jury for the upcoming fiscal year. The civil grand jury investigates citizen complaints related to local governments and nonprofit agencies that receive public money. To qualify as a grand jury member, you must be at least 18 years of age, a county resident for at least 1 year, and not currently holding elected office and not currently serving on a board or commission appointed by the Board of Supervisors. For more information about the grand jury, contact the county administration office or check the county website. And that's your North Coast News on this Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.